The Frank Beckman Show, News Talk 760 WJR.
Hour number two of the Frank Beckman Show for this Monday, March 22nd, kicking off our final week before riding off into the sunset. We're glad to have you with us, and glad also to have our next guest back with us once again. She's been a wealth of information for a long, long time, and we're happy to have Michelle Gilbert, the Vice President of Public Relations for Comcast Cable's Heartland region, on the line. And Michelle sent out a little note to us over the weekend and said, you know, people are starting their spring cleaning now in the next few weeks. It's a good time to take inventory on all the connected devices in your home. And she said, I'm not looking to do something that is that's going to just publicize Comcast. This is for customers, no matter who their provider might be. And it really is good advice to take inventory of all of this, given what's going on right now and our concerns about COVID and the like. Michelle Gilbert joining us to talk about this morning. And we're so happy to have you back on the program. I hope you're well.
I am doing well, Frank, and I'm so honored to be talking to you during your last week of broadcasting.
Well, that's nice. I'm equally honored to have you on, believe me, always am. You've been a great wealth of information and knowledge and help to our listeners throughout, and we appreciate all that you've ever done. But the average house, is there a number of connected devices that we can say on average a home has? Because I don't think we really account for in our minds when we think about it all the different appliances and the like that are connected.
Yeah, so the latest number that I've seen thrown around is, you know, between 12 and 15 devices per home. Personally, I think that's kind of low. I think the number is higher, and industry experts indicate that it will continue to grow and grow. But what happens is a lot of people forget to count a lot of the devices. So, for example, we know to count our computers, our tablets, our smartphones. But what about the printers, your speakers, your security cameras, your Ring doorbell, your thermostat? Some people even have their washer and dryer and refrigerator connected to their Wi-Fi. So you literally need to go room by room and count every single device that relies on Wi-Fi in some way. And the reason that it's so important to do that is that knowing what's connected to your home Wi-Fi is the first step to ensure that each device will have the latest firmware, and that's going to help identify, you know, any unknown connected gadgets that may pose a cyber threat, and to keep all of your devices safe from cyber threats.
How difficult is it to do that within any individual home, though, to go over each item that's connected and figure out where and how to make adjustments?
Well, I don't think it's super difficult. I can tell you that one of the things that we recommend, regardless of who your provider is you need to have network protection and check with your internet provider to see what they might offer. So you and I have talked before about the Xfinity advanced security platform, and what that does is it protects the router. So anything that is connected to the router is protected, and it makes it very easy because once you set up your advanced security, it literally will list every single device that is connected to your Wi-Fi. So then you can go ahead and bucket them. Well, these are Michelle's devices. These are the girls' devices. Here are the devices that we're going to put on the home account. And that way, what we do is every device is accounted for. And if a new device comes on board and we don't recognize it and the girls don't have a friend over who's maybe their smartphone just connected, we can then pause that device and figure out, should it be on our network or not be on our network?
Yeah, because the damage that can be done to you, I mean, it goes beyond monetary too, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I am not a cyber criminal expert, and I don't understand.
Well, and I know one thing, you're not a cyber criminal either, so that's the most important thing.
Right. I'm definitely not a cyber criminal. And I don't really understand all the reasons, but, you know, it certainly is to get in and to be able to access banking information. It could be as simple as just someone wanting to cause grief and aggravation. So there's a lot of reasons, from the most ridiculous to the most, you know, tragic, as to why cyber criminals are looking to get in. But, you know, it's difficult because what happens is with our smartphones and our tablets, we get notified that there's a software update. And some of us put that off because we just don't want to deal with it right then and there. It's really important that we don't put it off because a lot of times, most of the times, those software updates are intended to provide security patches. So sure. It's really important that we do it right away. But what about all the devices that don't have screens? How do we know when those need updated? And that's why it's so important to be aware of all of the devices in your house that are relying on Wi-Fi, because every single piece of technology has the ability to get a firmware update. And today, most of the manufacturers are trying to make those automatic, but it's important for us to know which ones don't, and so we can go in and make sure that we take care of those for software updates.
Well, sure, and there's got to be, a lot more pressure on the entire system with so many people, out of work, working from home, things like that. That all adds up and pressures the entire system of the internet and all of those safety programs that are in there.
Yeah, it sure does, and I can tell you from the data that we collect from our XFi Advanced Security Platform, we've seen cyber attack threats go up by as much as 12% since the beginning of the pandemic. And let me just give you an idea of what that equates to. We've blocked 6 billion cybersecurity threats. That represents about an average of 104 per Comcast home per month.
6 billion and 104 per home per month. People are trying to for some reason, get into your account.
Yeah, and this is just the data that Comcast can collect from our platform, but this is happening with every internet service provider. So that's why it is so critically important to have some kind of protection across all of your devices.
Bottom line, you never know when you're going to run into that thief out there when you least expect it.
Exactly.
Yep. Michelle, thanks so much for coming on. I hope everybody takes the good advice and pays attention. Is there something specific that you tell everybody to do right now as a customer to protect themselves a little bit more? Is there something they can do?
I would say that, the most important thing is to go ahead and count the devices, be aware of them, figure out what kind of protection you have. Can you get protection on your router? That's the most important thing, because then if you're connecting at the router level, you're going to protect everything.
All righty. Thanks so much and really appreciate the time this morning. Stay well, and we'll talk again soon, I hope. Take care, Michelle.
Take care. Thank you.
See you later. Michelle Gilbert is the Vice President of Public Relations for Comcast Cable's Heartland region, and they're just warning you, be on the lookout right now, because cyber criminals are they're on the lookout right now for ways that they can victimize just about anybody. So be aware, be safe.